Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're now listening to the Jillian Michaels Show.
Okay, so there's something that I have had a massive realization about. Are we ready? I always tell people that they should break the rules, right? And when I talk about the rules, here's what I mean. I don't mean the law. I'm not talking about, you know, anarchy and orange is the new black. And no, it's not that you should go out and break the law. That's a recipe for pain, misery, and disaster. When I talk about the rules, though, I mean these sort of unspoken rules that are handed down through dysfunctional family dynamics or cultural norms or societal pressures. And there are rules that are imposed upon us that are not within our truth, that don't enrich our lives. It's things like, you know, you have to be self-deprecating. It's kind of an unspoken rule, or everybody will think that, you know, you're arrogant. Mm-hmm. Or another unspoken rule is, you know, any good mother martyrs herself completely. And if you don't martyr yourself completely, you're not a good mom. And it's just subtly implied, always, these various rules. And so one of the things I've talked about, you know, on the podcast, on my tour, is like, all right, when you look at your life and you think, I'm so busy living the life that I think I should instead of the life that I really want, a lot of the shoulds are the rules that people give you. So I'm always saying, look at your life, question those rules. And here's one rule to live by, you know, don't be a dick, don't hurt people. That's a really good rule. And other than that, if you're not hurting people to pursue your own happiness, you're in pretty good shape. I think that's one general guideline. Now, I made a discovery. Jake, I think you've been to Amsterdam, didn't you?
I have.
Yeah, and wasn't there like a nude guy on your phone or something? Because they were just like hanging out.
That was in Munich. They were just
walking
around naked.
Yeah, because I did not see that part of it in Amsterdam. But I would love your take on this. So I'm in Amsterdam, which I thought the city was actually very interesting. And it starts out my very first day there. I'm having breakfast. And, you know, there's all these little streets that weave their way through the canals of the city. And they're quite narrow. And there's a truck. A big truck that is parked in the center of the road where he is casually and leisurely unloading things to one of the stores right there. Meanwhile, a host of cars get backed up behind this truck. I am watching in a state of disbelief as they just sit in their car for honestly what was 10 minutes. And as these people are sitting in their car and I'm watching, sitting at the little booth in the window, I'm getting anxiety at how much time is being wasted. And Heidi is like, what is wrong with you? Why are you freaking out? And I was like, don't these people have somewhere to be? Like, aren't they late for work? Aren't they late to pick up their kids? Like, I would just be in that car thinking, oh my God, hours of, I'm wasting minutes of my life that I will never get back. Because this guy is just parked in the middle of the road and he's just unloading and they don't care. So I'm trying to process how they don't care. I'm trying to understand how it is that they don't care. So then we go to dinner and we go to this little fondue place that's super popular, that's been written up for all the locals go. It's called Cafe Bern, right? Or Bern. And anyway, we order food and the waiters or the servers, they're behind the bar, they're drinking a beer, they're on their phone, and I'm like, meanwhile, all the dirty plates have stacked up on our table, like, and I look around because I'm like, okay, because there's, you know, people don't like Americans, which is a whole nother, you know, we've talked about it, we're going to talk about it, whatever, but that's a different, I look around and on every other table, there is an empty glass of wine, a stack of empty plates with other Dutch people. It's not us, it's the culture. And in the meantime, as a businesswoman, I'm thinking, how have you not gone over there and said, would you like another glass of wine? Like, so then I'm doing math, right? Now I'm sitting at the table going, okay, there are this many tables here. They're open 7 nights a week. For every glass of wine that they're not selling, like, I came up with a number of like $250,000 a year that they were losing and not, do you want dessert? Would you like another glass of wine? And I was just baffled. Meanwhile, like, there's the waiter, like, sipping a beer, all of them behind the bar, having a beer. And I am just stunned. And then Heidi is like, you know what, sweetie? This is obviously a better way of life, as in, like, look, they have no stress. Mm-hmm. They go to work and they love their job. And all the other Dutch people, they're not pissed that they have an empty glass of wine or that they have all these dirty dishes on their table and no room to eat their food because they're used to it. They're all so chill. And I was thinking, this must be so liberating to feel like, whatever. About all of it. Oh, I'll be 20 minutes late to work. Whatever. Or I'll be late to get my kid from school. Whatever. Or, you know, I've got all these dirty dishes piling up, which I can't stand. Maybe, by the way, because I have kids, because I'm like, that's going to get knocked over. That's going to get, you know, they're going to play with that. And or I'm anal. I want it off the table. But they just don't care. Or, like, I ended up going up to the bar and I was like, can we get another beer? Like, or, you know, and then I thought, okay, is it in their culture, is it perceived as rude when someone offers you something? Like they're trying to sell you something or push something on you? Or I couldn't understand it, but they were all just so like, whatever about everything and so much more laid back and so much more chill. And I thought, this must be nice, right? So then I thought, all right, we're going to go home and we're going to behave like this. And then I realized we can't behave like this. And here's why. There are consequences. If you're late for work in America, you're fired. If you are late to pick up your kids, you're A, shamed by their teachers, and B, charged by the minute. Like at my kids' school, when you don't pick up your kids, you're billed. Like for every minute that you are not there, they bill you for that. So they're like, okay, you were late 15 minutes, and Heidi would know the number. It's X amount of dollars per minute. Or if you're a restaurant owner and your waiter is not going over and saying, would you like another glass of beer? A, you lose $250,000. And B, you as the server, you're fired. So I had this realization that should you look at the rules, right, and go, I don't like the way the rules in American culture work of like the rat race and more is more and we must be productive. And, you know, we have the least amount of vacation time, I think, of damn near any country in the world. And that's because, by the way, I promise you, do you need that vacation time? No problem. Sally Joe will do it. And you're always, always under the threat of being replaced. Mm-hmm. Always here. So, you know, my poor little assistant had to do something on a Sunday once. And she said to Autumn, who's not here right now because she's getting us food. But she was like, do you need this now? And he's like, yeah, I need it right now. And in America, the expectation is you are always on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Like, we always have the cell phone on the table. Always.
Yeah.
Because we have to be plugged in or you're fired or, you know, for your kids. I keep it on the table mostly for my kids now because I'm just like, I just always need to know.
Right.
But my phone's right here, always. And 99.9% of the time, it never has anything to do with my kids. And it's always something that probably could wait, but we're like, no, 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 I have to respond right away. And I realized that you couldn't live that way here in this country. The consequences would be too great. So those are rules that you can't break here without a tremendous backlash. So I think I've come up with this conclusion in this piece of advice. Mm-hmm. If you are feeling really unhappy with the rules of your culture and the consequences are too significant. So let's say you change the mommy culture and you lose some mommy friends. That's not so bad. You'll make other mommy friends who agree with, you know, the way you want to parent your kid. But getting fired from a job, losing money at work, or getting billed extra money because you're late to pick up your kids, these are significant consequences. Maybe you need to relocate to a part of the world or a culture where the rules are different.
Wait, that's too difficult, though.
You don't have to go to Amsterdam. There are other parts of America where it's far more laid back.
We need a better answer here, I think. Because you can't just... imagine.
I agree.
You can't drop your friends and your family, right? Everything, it's too...
There's got to be a different way here.
There's got to be a middle ground. And also with the cell phone thing, I mean, Jillian, you and I work in very fast-paced businesses where we have to be plugged in at all times. But there are also...
So you'd have to choose a different career then.
Exactly.
Right.
You need to choose
a different career. Right. Or put yourself in an environment where the rules are different.
Exactly. Like my sister's in the therapy world and they have a self-help day for themselves.
Oh God, my mom doesn't have that.
Really?
Oh no, she is on call for her patients.
Well, there are some businesses out there that
she checks her
cater to
birth. She checks her answering machine or whatever the hell it is because my mom's old, so she has an answering machine. Her service or whatever. I mean, on the regular, she will leave dinner and be like, "I need to check my service. I might have a patient in crisis."
But like, here, that's her own choice.
Yeah, so you're not wrong.
You're right. You know, we could, Jillian. I could say
you're not wrong.
And I've started doing this for an hour. I'm going to turn off my cell phone. And I haven't been able to do it. But you
can. Right. Of course not. And Autumn, I wish Autumn was here because she tried to take meditation time and I harassed the crap out of her for it.
Yeah. You know, it's your own priorities. I think that the lesson here is that you have to be able to set your boundaries.
You can't without consequences.
It's tough. We don't have a lot of options here. A lot of people lack options.
I think in some cases you can set boundaries without a doubt. But I do think we need to weigh the consequences. Mm-hmm. So if you don't like, you know, the judgment that you might be getting from a community of other mommies, that's like, well, whatever. You lose friends that don't really get you anyway. But you can't, if you're going to get fired from your job, maybe you need a new job.
Right.
Or maybe you need to live in a different part of the country where the culture is not built upon a certain set of values.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, I thought that was interesting because I guess I've always said, like, you can change. Oh, Andy's here. We'll have to grab Andy right now and then we'll get back. But I guess what I'm trying to say is it's a series of things, but it's setting rules and boundaries. Yes. But it's also maybe looking at a different job, a different environment, a different community, a different culture that is more conducive to what you want to build for yourself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now hurry up and get the frickin' door. You know what's really upsetting? When you buy something as small as a cup of coffee for a couple of dollars and it costs you almost $40 in overdraft fees. It's really frustrating. It's really disheartening to lose that kind of money. Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you about a new sponsor we've got called GoBank. This is the checking account that lets you say goodbye to big banks and their big fees. It's been all over the news and they've gotten rave reviews and they were even featured as the best new app in the Apple App Store. With GoBank's award-winning app, you can deposit checks, you can send money to friends, you can pay your bills and more. Plus, you get 42,000 fee-free ATMs. That's twice as many as Bank of America or Chase. You can sign up in minutes now at gobank.com or on their app. You can apply even if you've been turned down by other banks. GoBank is a paid sponsor of this podcast, and you can learn more about their simple fees and services at gobank.com/no worries. All right, back by popular demand, we've got my fourth diet bet, and it starts on March 10th. And basically, here's the gist. You've got 4 weeks to lose 4% of your body weight. You bet $30 on yourself. So everybody who plays puts in $30. And everybody who loses that 4% splits the pot. So guess what? My last game had 7,000 players. The group lost 40,000 pounds. And the pot was over $250,000. It's awesome because you get A, my help, B, a sense of community, and C, you can win money. Who doesn't want to win money? So there's a competitive incentive and a financial incentive. It's so cool. People love it. Check it out. It's the newest thing in weight loss. Dietbet.com/Jillian. That's all you got to do to get the details. Dietbet.com/JILLIAN. And by the way, there are prizes. Prizes, people, beyond the pot. Don't miss out on this. It's a big deal.
Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about apple cider vinegar.
It's a hot topic.
A big trend in the health world.
Okay. I'm ready for this.
Take it away.
I've gone down. Andy, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
It tastes like battery acid.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Ooh. But I will tell you, okay, when I was a kid and I got the flu, and I mean, really sick, my martial arts instructor gave me a bunch of stuff. And it was like the first time I had ever heard of like elderberry, echinacea, astragalus. And this was obviously quite some time ago. And these things were like on the fringe of that super health food kind of hippie granola movement. And apple cider vinegar was one of those things. So it has been, in all fairness, theorized to have some health benefits.
Yep.
And I've heard of everything, and I've even written about this. It can actually be used to clean your house, so you don't need to spend a ton of money on toxic chemical cleaners. I've heard people use it as hair shampoo, although it's stinky magoo.
Well, there's...
It's stinky shorts.
Any website that promotes it will have a list of 500 uses for
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And I would say I think it's totally oversold. It's not a panacea. Mm. I will tell you this, though. Like, the common one that you find here is this Bragg's apple cider vinegar. I've heard people say use it as a salad dressing. I was shooting it, and it was giving me, they're like, oh, it helps with acid, this, that, the other. It was burning a hole in my stomach.
It sounds acidic.
You were shooting it?
You really got it. Yeah, you got to dilute it if you're going to drink it.
I've just recently found out about all the benefits for me that it has, if you want to hear a few.
Go.
So you know how I have a weak stomach?
Yes.
So sometimes, I guess, the problem is that there isn't enough acid.
Right,
and people take antacids, and it just doesn't help.
Which worsens the problem, because the more you add antacid, the more acid your body tries to produce.
So I started trying to shoot this stuff, and that wasn't working. It was not going down. It wouldn't.
Wouldn't go down. Right. And I had the same problem. So you couldn't get through it.
Couldn't do it. But now what I do is I'll put the 2 tablespoons in a little glass.
Okay.
I'll put 1/2 tablespoon of honey, a little squirt of lemon juice, and I'll do warm water.
Smart.
And it's like a tea, and it's very soothing. I had a cold like 2 weeks ago. I didn't even notice any symptoms when I drank
it. Honey is also a really big antimicrobial as well.
Uh-huh.
But this stuff has been really helping with my stomach, whether it's mental or not. I don't know, but
has
it really
it
has.
Really?
Yeah.
Then you know what? I'm actually interested in that because I couldn't, it was, honestly, I was probably taking it wrong because, you know me, I'm like, let's get this done. And it's like, I shoot
I'm
it. And I was
just
like,
just thinking about that.
Oh, okay. It was burning like hell. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something interesting, though. When I was in the UK and I wandered into this health food store, and this was natural, like unfiltered apple cider vinegar. And she goes, try this. And I would have brought 20 bottles home. It tasted nothing like Bragg's. It tasted like you watered down apple juice. There
really?
Was no burn, no nothing. And she's like, it has been filtered. So there's something to be said for the quality, no offense, Bragg's, but there's something to be said for that mass-produced quality.
Oh,
like, I think if you're going to get into it, look for a really authentic,
pure,
organic, super pure.
Mm. Right.
And make sure you dilute it. And take it, honestly, don't go crazy with it, because it is acid. And I have read stuff where it's like, okay, you know, it can upset your stomach. Or I even heard stuff like bone density.
No kidding.
Yeah, don't overdo it.
I read a study that it is anti-glycemic, and it will help slow the absorption of starch.
Yes.
It's been heavily documented to help people with, you know, their impact, their sugar, their net sugar impact.
Funny you say that, because one of the things, if you Google it, it will tell you that supposedly it aids in weight loss.
No kidding.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I guarantee you that's going to be the reason. And also, theoretically, it helps lower bad cholesterol.
Also, arthritis. My mom has arthritis, and she's been using it. It's been helping a lot. So
it's been helping?
I can't believe this thing. I
mean, really?
I didn't believe in this apple crap, but people are really...
This apple crap?
Apple crap.
It's apple crap.
You know, Jake, I trust Jake. I trust my mom. So
I'm super into those superfoods. I just don't think anyone is like the end-all be-all, and I think you need to take a holistic approach when you have real health problems. Like, if you get diagnosed with cancer, I don't think you need to be like, well... But I'm taking apple cider vinegar, but I think it's like, take it all with a grain of salt. Yeah. We use it in moderation. Educate yourself about it. And yeah, okay, fine. Yeah. All right. Interesting.
Is that it?
No. Let's talk about what next? How about let's go to pot.
All right. So this is a vending machine filled with different kinds of marijuana?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like they have
Seattle gets a marijuana
cookies,
vending machine.
Brownies, all
is
that
weed
stuff.
Legal in Seattle?
Washington, yeah.
It is. I thought it was just Colorado. Oh, and here, right? If you have in California, you have a license.
There's like something like 20 something states, or like 16 to 20 something states that have legal for medicinal.
I have kind of why a vending machine though, and not like a dispensary.
Convenience.
Okay. Here's my take on this.
Okay.
I actually think that when you look at states, I'll say states, but also as I recently got back from Amsterdam. That have legalized the use of soft drugs. I don't see the difference between marijuana and tequila. Like, let's be honest. One actually gets you even more schnockered, and then people get in the car and kill other people.
Right.
How come you're going to legalize tequila, but you're not going to legalize marijuana? But my other thing is people get marijuana anyway. I've never known anyone in my entire life that was not able to get marijuana within 2 phone calls. But to me, this regulates it to make sure it's not covered in something dangerous like PCP or angel dust, and it taxes it. And we can use those tax dollars for things like healthcare, education. So I'm not pro drugs, but I think, like, don't be a fool. People can find drugs. Mm-hmm. The drugs they're getting could be potentially dangerous drugs. You're supporting all these drug cartels. Our jails are filled up with people who are all drug... much of it is drug-related. You wipe out all of that. You let the government regulate it. You tax the hell out of it like they do with cigarettes and alcohol. And there you go. And then I think the user's actually safe. And you're not going to stop somebody from smoking weed because you say it's illegal. Anyway, I think we've set our part here. All right. I feel like I need to address this because I've been getting a lot of tweets about this. Have you guys heard about the supplements that were fake?
No.
Oh, dude. It's a whole thing. It was on your alma mater today. It's been everywhere. So basically, I do not want to alienate any retailers, but some very big...
Do it.
No. Oh, God, no, girl.
I mean, it's in the press.
No, I'd say Google it. I don't want to get sued.
Okay.
Again. So we'll just say that some huge retailers, unfortunately, have been carrying supplements that when tested, let's say, for example, you were thinking you were buying ginkgo biloba.
Okay.
When testing it, there was no ginkgo biloba in the product. And people are freaking out.
Wow.
And to be honest with you, when I heard it, I freaked out a little bit because I am a supplement junkie. I mean, like, if I tell you my routine right now, here's my routine. I wake up in the morning and Heidi makes me, so this could be, by the way, a solution, one of the solutions if you've got the time. Heidi will make me, she'll take turmeric and ginger because turmeric is best absorbed with black pepper, ginger, a little bit of cayenne. So I know I can see it. She'll juice me some ginger and some turmeric and she'll put a little pepper and a little cayenne in it. And I take that as a shot in the morning.
Jeez.
Massive anti-inflammatory antioxidant. Great. It's disgusting, but I do it. Then here's where it starts to get interesting. I'll take my probiotics.
Yeah.
I'll take my probiotics. I'll take a multi. And I'll take an antioxidant pill. And so here's the question. How do you know what you're getting, in those pills? So one could be, all right, well, with probiotic, I can make sure that I have like a little shot of something like Bio-K instead, where it's yogurt, it's kefir.
Right.
Automatically, it's got probiotics in it. So mm-hmm. you could eat it. You can see it. You know what it is. Instead of it being in a little capsule and you're unclear, like I make my own turmeric. I see the turmeric.
Right.
So that could be one solution. Then after that, I take a greens powder and a reds powder. So I take super greens and super reds, put them together, and then add maquai powder, acai powder. I blend all this stuff together into one powder, and then I put bee pollen in it. And it's costly. So what I try to tell people is if you are going to supplement, obviously we all know the best place to get it is from your food. Mm-hmm. It's actually cheaper. So if you can buy like healthy foods, that's going to be the best way to get your nutrition. But if you go, oh, my diet's not varied enough, and if you have the money, I recommend a probiotic. I recommend – the only thing I've never been really good at is the fish oil. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because it tastes bad going
well,
down.
And you get that – they say some you don't get the, like, the good burp quality, factor and the good quality. But they recommended I take it when I was pregnant, and a probiotic, which I already took. But I freeze them at night, the fish oils. I freeze them. Mm. Then I take them before I go to bed.
That's
so that
really
they just – they die. Yeah, they digest in the middle of the night.
If there's two pieces of advice I can give you, and here's one of the big problems, is that the FDA doesn't actually regulate supplements. And so part of what's shady is that they are not regulated. And one of the things that I like to do is I go to a store with a lot of integrity. So like there's an Erewhon around the corner from the house. And these guys are trained. They train the employees on the supplements and the companies. So for example, when I went in there and told the guy, oh, I'm taking this vitamin. He's like, this vitamin actually has a lot of fillers. Like they're not necessarily toxic, but this isn't the purest. It doesn't have branched chain aminos for optimal absorption. It doesn't have this, that, the other. And
cool.
And this is better paired with that. So he knew. Go to a place where they're educated about the supplements. And by the way, they're educated about the company. Like a place with real integrity. Erewhon's going to be one. Whole Foods is going to be one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there are also some really good online places to get vitamins. So what I would say is go in, consult with them. Mm-hmm. Then you can still buy that brand online for the discount.
Yeah, smart.
So that's an option. And really learn about the company. Then when they tell you we really like these companies, research the company. You can generally tell if it's like, you know, the mom and pop, but like they've built it from the ground up. And it's part of the family, this and that. You get an idea for a company and know if it's part of their culture, that it's part of their belief system, or if it's, you know, a generic $9 for 3 months worth of multivitamin.
Yeah, mass produced.
Yeah.
Colors.
Exactly. And by the
colors,
way, some colors. You can read and it will say fillers, colors, artificial this, red number 40, like right away, put it back. And then a great rule of thumb as well. And I just read this off of, look at you, Michelle, doing some work here. Michelle gave me a little something for you guys. Because it's not regulated, there is, however, third-party certifications. So here's what it says. The Council for Responsible Nutrition Trade Association recommends that shoppers look for a quality seal or third-party certification from the USP, which is the United States Pharmacopeia, NSF International or Consumer Lab. These products have undergone rigorous third-party certifications to make sure their ingredients meet quality standards. So if it has a USP label, an NSF label, or a consumer lab label or mark on the bottle, then you will know that they have, quote, undergone rigorous third-party certifications to make sure their ingredients meet quality standards.
Great.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that existed.
Me
I have
either.
No trust
in
companies.
I can't believe I'm saying this because I've been doing this forever and I've been supplementing forever. I didn't know it existed either.
No.
Well, it's good. That's what we want to do. We want to learn.
Oh, you cheese bag. Shut up. The National Academy of Sports Medicine is looking for people who want an exciting career in the fitness industry. You can wake up every day helping people, taking care of your own health, and doing something you love. NASM trainers are improving people's lives by helping them reach their health and fitness goals. And guess what? The demand for these trainers is huge. Imagine waking up every day and being excited to go to work. Not to a job with a horrible boss, but to a rewarding career where you work for yourself. Getting paid to stay in shape, help others reach their fitness goals. It doesn't get better than that. You set your own hours. You can work in health clubs, sports clinics, corporate wellness, and you love who you work with. So do what you truly enjoy. Get paid for it. There's no better time than now to get started on your certification with the National Academy of Sports Medicine. Plus, NASM guarantees that you'll land a job as a personal trainer within 60 days of earning your CPT certification, or they will give you your money back guaranteed. So you've got nothing to lose. If you've been thinking about it, stop and take action. Go to MyUSAtrainer.com for a free 14-day trial of their fast and fun online program. That's MyUSAtrainer.com. Restrictions apply. Just visit MyUSAtrainer.com for details. All right, athletes, I'm talking to you, runners, CrossFitters, weekend warriors. You know who you are. And we've all had the occasional injury from time to time. You do not have to stop training, though. That is the good news. Check out Arctic Ease Instant Cold Wraps. You've never experienced anything like Arctic Ease before because, guess what? It's all new. It's cold therapy that you can use while you're still being active, running, biking, lifting, and it keeps your joints and muscles wrapped, supported, and cool. Arctic Ease wraps stay in place while giving you similar recovery benefits to ice therapy. No freezer needed. It's a sleek design. It fits comfortably. There's no bulky ice bags. They're reusable, clinically tested, proven effective. Just put Arctic Ease on and you have immediately targeted instant cold and compression therapy where you need it, whether it's before, during, or after exercise. If you have pain, if you have swelling, if you have injuries, you can safely use Arctic Ease for instant, long-lasting cold compression therapy. Even when you're training, you gotta try it to believe it. Do not put your training on ice. Just get reusable Arctic Ease cold wraps at your local retailer or visit arcticease.com.
So, bone broth.
Andy,
is a new trend.
What are you talking about, Andy?
I'm not up on it.
Andy? Say goodbye to your green juices. Quinoa. That is old news. Bone broth is the new trendy thing. And for health.
Andy, what is this?
You guys have never heard of it?
Like bone marrow? Or are we real bones?
Bone broth. So it's simply put, it's made from homemade stock, from animal bones, such as turkey. And when you ingest bone broth, it feeds the body with collagen, which is the building block of cells, bones, ligaments, and the brain.
Okay.
People are buying cups of bone broth like crazy. In New York, there's a little
place
that just opened up that's a bone bar. Doesn't sound very good.
It's called Bone Bar?
Something like...
Okay, I hate to admit this, Andy. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
But
they say
that it's good for your skin.
I'm intrigued.
It's good for your hair. And this guy opened it up in New York, and I was watching his little segment yesterday.
I'm intrigued.
And he's selling these things for, like, cups of bone broth for $9.99. Jill, look at this. This is the little booth in New York that they set up here. And they're selling this broth. Like, and people
are
lining
up. It's on
the New
York Post. If you're a vegan, obviously, you're going to be so repulsed. And I also think if you're going to kill an animal... I would prefer we use all parts of the animal.
All parts.
Provided it's not something that's like that hurts the animal, like that is just incredibly inhumane to get it, like a foie gras. Like,
yeah,
that's,
I agree.
Like, you know, but that's okay. I'm going to do a little more homework, but I think I can get behind this.
And they're claiming that the secret to good looks, good skin, is this broth. And this is the restaurant that was opened. It's called Brodo in New York. And it's a tiny window in the East Village, and they sell the little cups of broth.
Bone broth.
I
Brodo. Check it out.
I can see it. Now, let me think back for a second here.
Okay.
Whenever it's Thanksgiving dinner, and the mother-in-law, and I've had multiple mother-in-laws, it's always the mother-in-law that handles Thanksgiving. So this last year, it was Andy's mother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, sometimes it's my mother-in-law. But the mother-in-laws
They always save those bones, man.
And then they make soup with it. Soup. And then they say, this is like grandma penicillin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yes, she does. Grandma Joyce.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can get a little Grandma Joyce on the phone. She would just hate that. Grandma. So you're on the podcast. And everybody, this is my mother-in-law, Grandma Joyce.
Hi.
So
hello.
You're on with everybody, Grandma. We're going to give you a quick recap here. There's a hot topic, and it's something new, this big health trend that's taking off. What's it called, Michelle?
It's called bone broth, and it is bone broth.
Bone broth. So in New York, they're taking bones, and they're boiling them and selling them for $10 a cup and marketing it as pretty much a health panacea. And I said, hold on. Grandma Joyce, after every holiday, takes the bones and boils them. And I was like, Grandma's no best. What is it? What is this? What's why? Why are we doing this? What's what is this?
But I'm making soup.
But there's got to be something to that. They're making soup too. But how does this become a thing?
It's I don't know. It just goes clear back to my grandmother. She always used the carcasses of the turkey and made soup. It has a lot of nutrition, as you know. Soup works. Chicken soup works great when you don't feel good.
Yep. See, I'm telling you, you got to go back to the grandma wisdom here. There's something
back
to this.
A lot of grandmas back, yeah. And you know, like the one year Heather had a really bad cold after Christmas, and she just, that's all she had. I think maybe even this year too. And she took the soup, and she said it did make her feel better. There's something in it. I don't know anything chemical or anything like that, but there's something in it that it just makes you feel better. And it has vegetables in it too, because I always throw in carrots and celery.
Yes.
So you're getting a little bit of everything when you don't feel like eating anything else.
And the homemade noodles, I'll have you know.
Well, yeah, yes. But that's...
does the bone broth brigade in New York have Grandma Joyce's homemade noodles? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think I'm going to start marketing this.
Yeah, this is a big business you could get
into. Yeah, Grandma Joyce's bone broth. Don't think I'm kidding, by the way.
But I don't think the noodles count as healthy.
Oh, what's in those, Grandma?
Eggs and flour.
That's not so bad.
No, that's not so bad.
Eggs, flour, and water. That's all that's in them.
Do you know what this woman did to me at Christmas? Huh. She gave me a box of homemade cake balls. Mm. Dude, I ate. I must have eaten the entire container over the course of 2 days, to the point that I had gone overboard so much that I literally had to do a 30-day sugar cleanse. I looked at Heidi and I was like, I've lost myself. I've lost myself.
I guess you don't want any more then.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
No, I don't. Yes, I do. It's my birthday coming up, Grandma. No, I don't. Yes, I do.
She'll just finish it off with some bone broth and be all good.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll have to come out and make her some bone broth.
Yeah. See, I'll have my cake balls and then my bone broth, and then it'll make up for it.
Exactly.
Well, maybe you won't eat them so fast the next time.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, why'd you have to eat them so fast?
Because they're like crack, dude. You have no idea. First of all, I am a cake ball connoisseur.
Mm.
And I believe that I have talked about this in previous podcasts. However, I have never in my 40 years experienced cake balls quite like these cake balls. I am talking about coconut. I'm talking about strawberry. Yeah. I'm talking about lemon. I'm talking about chocolate peanut butter. Dude, you don't know.
Wow. And you have to try them all.
You want to hear what a bitch I am? I actually hid them from my children.
Mm.
That's at Grandma Joyce was like, where are the cake balls? I was like, what cake balls?
They just, you hid them.
I hid
them.
Wow.
She goes, Heather wants some. I go, Heather who? Heidi's twin sister. I was like, I don't know, Heather. There's no Heather.
It turned Jill into somebody else.
Into somebody. Yeah, Andy, for 30 days, I had to go on. I looked at Heidi, and I literally was like, I have relapsed.
No, cake ball rehab.
I'm a 13-year-old fat kid again. I have completely lost myself in this. And I blame Grandma Joyce. That's okay. And normally, she gets pissed at me because she brings all these cookies. And I'm like, I can't deal with this. Keep them over there, you know. But I try and I'll, like, pick at them and I can handle it. And I've worked up the strength. Because then Heidi was like, I want my mother's cookies. I was like, our livelihood is my ass. We can't. I can't have these. So she made the cake. And I lost it, Andy. I lost all control.
Mm.
All control.
I'm weak for them, too.
Mm. Yeah, I lost all control. Well,
it's Andy there.
Oh, Andy's here. Hi.
Hi, Andy.
Hi. Yeah, Andy.
How doing?
She's pregnant.
Well,
Magoo, Grandma.
I'm really showing now, Grandma.
Barely?
No.
No.
Really. No. Really.
No.
Yeah.
No, she's pregnant.
I definitely look pregnant.
I still think she may be just having one too many beers at night, but she says no. She says there's a baby in there.
There's a baby in there. The ultrasound looked for the baby, and it showed up.
Mm. And so you got a boy coming?
A girl.
A girl. Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine, little girl stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Girl. I'm capitalizing on all of it. I can't wait.
I can do it. Phoenix loves a little girl.
Yeah.
He loves himself a little girl. He's already, I swear to God, the kid's already like ladies' man.
Mm-hmm.
But the next little boy that comes along, I know he is going to be like, you're out of here. You're gone. He will not have that.
I'm the boy in town.
Yes. And yeah, poor thing. Yes, he is. Grandma, thank you so much. I think we're going to need to do a series here. Grandma Knows Best.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Grandma Joyce, put your thinking cap on.
Yeah, I just want to say I read a little factoid. It's the glycine found in the bone broth.
Oh,
that is,
now
is
we
for
know.
All the benefits.
Oh.
Glycine.
It also helps improve your memory and it helps you improve your sleep, skin, hair.
So it's grandma's penicillin, Joyce.
It sure is. Yes,
okay.
It is. Thank you, Grandma Joyce.
Okay,
grandma's
bye-bye.
Know best.
Yes, bye. She does. Oh my gosh, I love it. Boy, yeah, Grandma Joyce. I love to harass Grandma Joyce too. There's nothing more fun. Like, one of my favorite things to do when they come over, like, I'll take like a piece of rubber poop and leave it on their toilet. Oh, it's so much fun. She's a good time, that Grandma Joyce, I'm telling you. Well, all right.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.